So Dramatic would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land this podcast was recorded on, the Bidjigal and Gadigal people. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. So Dramatic Daily. Your daily dose of the latest and most dramatic reality TV news. Welcome to So Dramatic Daily. I'm Megan Pistetto. Coming up today, I'm a celebrity. Skye Wheatley has opened up about her struggles with an eating disorder. Married at First Sight's Lauren says the majority of the cast knew about Jono and Ellie's relationship before the reunion, but didn't tell her. And Married at First Sight's Timothy has addressed his drug trafficking and prison past in a tell-all TV interview. So much drama, so little time. Let's get into the show. Just a content note, guys, this first story does detail experiences with eating disorders. If this topic is triggering for you, I do suggest skipping ahead to the next story. And if you or anyone you know is struggling and needs support, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or the Butterfly Foundation on 1800 33 4673. I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. Skye Wheatley has opened up about her struggles with her eating disorder. South African jungle is known for facilitating candid discussions among campmates, and during last night's episode, the Big Brother breakout star spoke out about her struggles with bulimia. Skye said during the episode, "I've had eating disorders. When I was much younger, just the pressure, Instagram, and being in the spotlight, I felt like I had to look a certain way." The mother of two then confessed to being a really bad binge eater, explaining that she used to do it once a week. She said that she would feel sick about the amount of food that she would eat in one sitting. She then attributed her disordered eating to her ADHD. She explained, "With ADHD, you're always searching for that quick dopamine hit. Packets of chips, small teasers, two-minute noodles, blocks of chocolate, everything within one sitting. I'd finish it all off within 1 hour." However, Skye revealed that she's been able to control her eating more since learning about nutrition. She also sells an ebook, Big Booty Banquet, with recipes aimed at helping fans grow their glutes. Now, this isn't the first time that Skye has gotten candid about her eating disorder. In April last year, she shared that she still had binging episodes, showing her followers the food that she would consume in a typical binge. She said to her followers at the time, "I have suffered with body image and how my body looks and didn't have a good relationship with food. I'd binge eat to where I would just sleep, eat to the point of exhaustion. I've had bulimia, anorexia, not severe anorexia, but there were stages in my life where I didn't eat and it would cause a binge eating session." However, she insisted that she does have a better relationship with food now and she hasn't starved herself since her adolescent years. Married at First Sight's Lauren Dunn has claimed that most of the cast actually knew about Jonathan McCullough and Ellie Dix's romance before the reunion, but didn't tell her. In case you missed it, during part one of the chaotic reunion, Jono and Ellie, who were previously exposed for texting each other during the experiment, hard launched their relationship. As previously reported by So Dramatic, Lauren was blindsided by the recoupling. However, it seems she may have been the only one. Chatting to Pedestrian TV about the saga, she said she felt like an absolute idiot when they walked in. She explained, "Then, when they had the support of the group, besides Timothy Smith and Sarah Meza, so blatantly rubbing it in front of my face, I was quite embarrassed." Now, while she admitted that she was initially sus on the duo, she clarified that she had no clue that they would actually act on their flirty texts. However, she since found out that the majority of the cast knew, saying, "I'm annoyed because not one single person thought they should text me and maybe let me know that this was happening. I knew they were going to be together. My gut told me that, but no one told me, not even them. Jono didn't even slip me a text to give me the heads up." Now, while fans criticised Jono and Ellie for laughing in Lauren's face, seemingly rubbing in their romance, Lauren claims that they were actually in stitches all night because of her. She said, "Every time you see them laughing, it's because of me. I was making them laugh because I'm funny. I don't think they've laughed that much together. So when they finally got to see me, they were having a laugh." The trailer made it a little bit more sinister, but we actually all end up having a good night, and we could actually talk about that with the experts on the couch the next day. So where do they all stand today? Well, according to Lauren, her and Jonathan stayed in contact after the show, and she told him she supports him and Ellie. Lauren admitted, "They're a way better match. It's all good. And every time we talk, she would be there and would kind of be listening. She's never apologized to me or anything, but it was all good. It wasn't until some other stuff went down, so I don't really speak to Jono and Ellie at all anymore. But in my mind, it's all good. I really don't have an issue, and I don't actually think about them, to be honest." And somehow, I don't think this is the last of the drama between this trio. Married at First Sight's Timothy Smith has opened up about his drug trafficking past in a tell-all TV interview. As first reported by So Dramatic, Timothy spent over a year in several Supermax prisons in the US after being busted trafficking marijuana across the Canadian border via a helicopter in 2006. Appearing on Nine's A Current Affair program last night, the now 52-year-old admitted that his past is not something he's proud of, saying, "I'm definitely not proud of it, but it doesn't define who I am, and I'm not the same person I was 17 years ago." Recalling how he found himself flying across national borders, Timothy said that he was approached by a group of people looking for a helicopter pilot while he was living in Canada. He recalled, "Someone threw some money at me and said, 'Go and take a lesson tomorrow.' I did, and the instructor said I was a natural. That was the beginning of the end. I would take off from a little unmanned airport, I had the helicopter sorted, and I'd fly up a valley and into a creek. I would then meet a four-wheel drive and land behind it. Within a minute, the helicopter would be loaded with marijuana and I'd fly south into the US." Now, Timothy later pleaded guilty to trafficking after flying over 20 missions across state lines. He revealed that he would get $100,000 a trip just for a couple of hours of work. As previously reported by So Dramatic, Timothy was arrested at customs in LA after returning from Australia, where he'd just visited his sick mother who had been diagnosed with cancer. Sadly, Timothy's mother died while he was in prison, and his younger brother Dave also died by suicide several months later, also while Timothy was incarcerated. On this topic, Timothy told A Current Affair, "That's where the sentence starts," before recalling that he never saw his mum or brother again. He concluded by saying, "I'm sorry for what I did, I'm sorry to everyone I hurt, and I don't want anyone to do what I did. I don't want you to think there's some sort of glamorous life out there, there are real consequences." Now, Timothy's resurfaced criminal history has since prompted questions from viewers about how someone with his past is cleared to appear on reality TV. According to a statement provided to So Dramatic by Channel 9, all participants on MAFS, including Timothy, undergo extensive background checks, including police checks, in countries in which they have resided. The statement went on to say, in Timothy's case, checks were conducted in Australia and Canada and were clear. It was only this week that Timothy disclosed that he was arrested in the US. Nine and Endemol Shine Australia take its obligations in respect to the health and well-being of the participants of this program extremely seriously. All participants have access to the show's psychologist during filming, during broadcast, and once the program has ended. Nine also have an additional service for participants, should they like or need, further individual and confidential psychological support. This service gives participants access to clinicians who have been specifically engaged to support those involved in the program in relation to their experiences. This service is available to all participants for as long as they need it. It does not end. That is the latest from So Dramatic Daily. If you would like even more piping hot tea, head straight over to our website, sodramaticonline.com, or click the links in the show notes to find us on social media. I will see you guys back here, same time, same place, next episode. Goodbye, good riddance, and good luck. Ciao for now. Kind regards. So Dramatic Daily.